A new research report was published today that analysed the quality of the research of the controversial Viceroy Group. The report is entitled Investment Research in the Era of Fake News and was compiled by Dr. Stuart Theobald and his team at Intellidex. Viceroy Research is, of course, best known for its research into Steinhoff, and a research report by Viceroy was published a day after Marcus Huster resigned from the company, which triggered its spectacular share price collapse. Earlier this year, Viceroy also published a report on Capitec Bank, which also negatively affected Capitec's share price. Stuart now joins us from London. Stuart, welcome to the show. Your report is pretty scathing of the quality of Viceroy's research, especially in relation to Steinhoff and Capitec. What were your main findings?
You know, our investigation was to understand short selling and to understand the impact of Viceroy. I think the clear findings are, number one, that Viceroy has really been able to have an impact because of a report on Steinhoff that came into the market when there was really no other information about to explain what had happened with Steinhoff. And it has developed a reputation and influence because of that. I think, however, that that reputation is unearned. And I say that for the following reason. The Steinhoff report that Viceroy published was substantially plagiarized. It was plagiarized from work by another hedge fund that had actually been published 6 months earlier. And that was indeed good work, but it was not Viceroy's work. So even rumors that it was doing work would move share prices. When it did eventually publish its report on Capitec, it had a big impact, at least in the short term, on the Capitec share price. But if you actually read the reports, we find that there's a distinct lack of quality in those reports. So it's ad hominem claims about individuals. There's very little proper financial analysis. There are obvious mistakes in interpretation. And there are claims that we think are just patently untrue and that Viceroy must have known were untrue. So the reports of a very low quality.
But that begs the question, why did so many investors react to it, and especially fund managers and professional investors?
I think that's a good question. And I think that those professionals had an obligation to really examine the research and the claims in the research. But we all get taken in by a good story. When Viceroy published its sign-off report, it was anonymous. There was lots of speculation. There was a kind of mythology that was created. But when Viceroy was later exposed, I think, thanks to good work done by MoneyWeb, we discovered that the people behind it were a former social worker who had been disbarred for dishonesty and two 24-year-old Australians. That kind of really was very different to the mythology that had been created of the kind of big Wall Street market gurus. And we didn't really change our, the myth sort of existed to some extent and continued to exist. So I think now professional investors and markets need to come back down to earth and understand who these people really are.
What can the consequences be for putting out such reports?
I think that it's extremely complex, and in a way, regulators are still trying to catch up with how social media affects the flow of information. Social media makes it possible for spurious claims to spread like wildfire. And if those claims are being made with the intention of manipulating market prices, it's very hard to do anything about that. I think that there are very difficult, sort of, if you like, philosophical questions about this kind of research. It might be the case that Viceroy genuinely believes a company is worth less than it is. However, its report doesn't contain good evidence for its belief. So it has the belief, but its evidence simply doesn't support the belief. So its belief, if you like, is poorly founded. In those cases, it's very difficult to decide whether there's anything happening that's actually illegal. It's really just poor research and beliefs that are based on poor evidence. If a company or a researcher knows that what they're publishing is false, that's a different story. Then they're publishing it with the purpose of manipulating the market. And there, at least in theory, there is something illegal happening. The problem is telling the difference between that case where they know that they're publishing false information and a case where they have a genuine belief, even if their information doesn't support that belief. It's an extremely difficult and tricky area. And I think regulators are still grappling with that. And this is a problem for regulators all over the world, not only South Africa.
Viceroy has responded to your research. It published a statement, which we will publish on the MoneyWeb website in a minute. But it just states that they expect their work to be treated with the same skepticism as that of any party. And they have advocated the quality of the due diligence remains with readers. So as you say, you know, if the intent was to disrupt the market, it's a total different story than just putting poor and plagiarized research into the market.
Yes, it is a different story. I haven't yet seen Viceroy's report. You know, if they say that they want to be scrutinized like other researchers, well, that's great. That's what we've done.
Stuart, why did you do this research?
So we were commissioned to do the research by Business Leadership South Africa. They asked us to do it. But from my understanding, they were concerned about Viceroy's research. There were lots of talk in the market. The Reserve Bank and the National Treasury had called it irresponsible. And they wanted to understand what was going on. Now, we accepted the commission on the basis that our work was fully independent, that we would deliver the results of our research, and that we can find either positively or negatively about Viceroy. We certainly did not commit to any preconceived conclusions, and we did deliver our work independently.
Stuart, do you know how much, or do you have a sense of how much money Viceroy made off the Steinhoff report?
So it's a very interesting question. There's very little transparency about how Viceroy actually makes its money. So it claims to have exposures to the stocks, or at least it says in its report it might have exposures to the stocks, the way a typical hedge fund does. But we know that Viceroy is not registered, or it appears, as far as we can find out, that it's not registered with any fund regulator. So as a result of that, it wouldn't be able to open the trading accounts that a hedge fund would normally be able to have and to operate, because it wouldn't comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So if it is making money out of trading these stocks, it must be the individuals behind it that are doing so, not Viceroy in itself. But we do note in our report that Viceroy occupies a kind of ecosystem of many other hedge funds and short sellers, and they're constantly interacting with each other. And we think that Viceroy in effect acts as a kind of publicity seeker for other funds, or at least for about companies that other funds have positions in. And that Viceroy might be receiving some kind of remuneration based on the value it creates for those other hedge funds. So that might be the kind of business model at work here, but there's very little transparency about it.
Thank you, Stuart. That was Dr. Stuart Theobald of Intellidex, who compiled a 49-page document entitled Investment Research in the Era of Fake News. This report analyzes the quality of Viceroy's research, the short seller that produced reports on Steinhoff and Capitec, which influenced their share prices.